Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your real estate update for December 11th, 2023. So what we're going to talk about this week is the Fed and nothing but the Fed. Why? Well, the Federal Reserve is a huge piece of the housing puzzle. As rates go up and up and up, it even helps push the unaffordability of homes. So what we're going to talk about today is the Fed's meeting this week. What data? Because every day they come out and say, we're going to be data dependent. So I want you guys to understand the data that they're looking at and what my projections are, what the Federal Reserve is going to do. So without further ado, let's get over to where mortgage rates are. Here they are right now. This is where they ended on Friday. These are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. How are these rates created or where do they come from? Well, they're actually published by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. This isn't any individual bank's rates. These are not my rates. These are actually a blend of rates throughout the whole country based on this. It's a somebody buying their first house, first-time home buyer. They're buying a single family home and it's going to be their primary home. It's not going to be an investment property. Okay. The next is they have a 740 credit score. And then it depends on which case you're looking at over here. If you're looking at a conventional rate, these people are putting down 20%. If you're looking at FHA, those people are putting down 3.5%. If you're looking at VA, you're a veteran, you're only putting down zero. It doesn't really require a down payment. Okay. So without further ado, I'm going to come back to this in a minute. Let's get over to the data that's coming out this week that should play a role in the Federal Reserve's decision this week. So again, the Federal Reserve is coming out on Wednesday, and here's that data right here. The Federal Reserve's coming out, and they're coming out around 2 o'clock Eastern time on Wednesday and telling us what they're going to do. Are they going to raise rates once again, or are they going to sit on the sidelines, or are they going to actually cut rates? That's what we're going to monitor here. But what we follow is the data. So the Fed says this, we're going to be data dependent. Well, what data are they watching? Well, they watch the inflation numbers. Those inflation numbers kind of break down to two sectors, consumer inflation, how much inflation you and I are paying, and producer inflation, how much are producers having to pay more for raw materials. Okay, so here's the last readings of this, but I want you guys to understand what they are. The CPI, which is the consumer inflation, is basically this. The consumer price index consists of a family of indexes that measures the price changes experienced by urban consumers. Specifically, the CPI measured the average change in prices over time of a market basket of goods. Those goods are, in the simplest terms, let's say bread and milk and how much you're going to have to pay extra in gasoline, your heating fuel for your house, all those things that you and I have to pay for on a daily basis, okay? How much are those prices going up, month over month and year over year? Now, what you're also going to see in this index is it says core right here, and it says MOM, that's month over month. Then it has CPI month over month and CPI year over year. What core is basically they strip out food and energy. Why? It's hugely volatile. Let me show you a reason. Here's oil prices over the last, we're going to say, let's go over the last 3 months, and we're going to do the percentage change. How much has oil price changed over the last 3 months? Well, if I get my head out of this picture, you see it right here. It is down 20% in the last 3 months. That is a huge catalyst of what's bringing down the inflation numbers. Okay. So if you look at these numbers right through here, as we're dissecting this, core CPI, you're seeing MOM, that's month over month. So what they did is they took that basket of goods, they stripped out food and energy, and they measured it against what happened in October, and then what happened from October to November, the 1 month change. What they also do is they look at what happened from last November to this November. Last readings on those were month over month, we were at 0.2. They're expecting it to uptick a little bit to 0.3. The CPI month over month was previously at zero, and they're expecting it to stay at zero. Year over year, it was 3.2. They're expecting it to come in 3.1. So those are the numbers that we're looking at. The next piece of this equation is the PPI. That's coming out on Wednesday, right before the Federal Reserve actually comes out and tells us what they're going to do. What is PPI? Well, just think of it on the consumer side, how much more we're paying for the cost of goods and services that we buy. On the producer side, it actually measures the average change over time of the selling prices received by domestic producers of goods and services. So how much producers are going to have to pay extra for the raw materials, I guess is the best way to put it. We go over here and here's what that data looks like. Previous reading was minus 0.5 month over month. It's expected to uptick to 0.1. And that's what we see on the producer side of the equation. So they're expecting the uptick. It was a big drop previously. This number might surprise us because oil, we just went over the oil numbers. It's down 20% over the last 3 months. So you might have a little bit of a surprise number there. So that's what's happening behind the scenes. Here's what I'm thinking. The Federal Reserve is actually going to not increase rates. Well, let me show you a little trick that I got. What I do is I go to the CME. What the CME is a Chicago Mercantile Exchange. They actually have a FedWatch tool. This tool is basically going to tell us what is the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting. And they've been spot on for years and years and years. So if we look at this, it's saying, what is the likelihood the Federal Reserve will change the federal funds target rate at the next meeting? Well, the federal funds target rate right now is 5.25 to 5.5. So let's go over and see what the expectations are. Oh boy, there's a 98% chance that they're going to do what? They're going to do nothing. Because right down through here, you're seeing the rates right now are 5.25 to 5.5, and they're expected to stay right there. Now, if you extrapolate this out over the next year, 2024, what are they expected to do? Well, they're expected to actually reduce rates by one. Well, it depends on what you watch and who you monitor. But if you monitor the Federal Reserve, they're saying rates are going to go from right here, 5.5, to right down here, the consensus vote is about 4.25. So even the Federal Reserve is telling us rates are most likely going to drop at least 1.25% in 2024. So that's hopefully you understand now what the Federal Reserve monitors, the whys behind they monitor, what they're monitoring and what their projections are for 2024. So based on the data that we have today, the economic calendar, which is nothing, what's actually going on with the bond market? What is going on with mortgage rates today? Well, let's get over to it. What I follow on a daily basis is right here, and it's a slew of information, folks. You guys don't need this. If you're a mortgage advisor, I'd highly suggest you guys subscribing to Mortgage MBS Live because it has a ton of information here for you and your buyers. But what I watch on a daily basis and what you guys should be watching is not the 10-year treasury, okay? That's a lot of people are going to say, you know, if you're going to watch what mortgage rates are doing, you need to watch the 10-year treasury. Why? When you can watch a mortgage bond. This mortgage bond, it's called the MBS. It trades on Wall Street and its yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So what we follow on a daily basis is this right here. All you need to know in its simplest form is this price, okay? If the price is going down on a bond, any bond, that means the yield is going up or the mortgage rate, or in this case, it's a mortgage. The interest rate is going up. In this case, it's a mortgage, so the mortgage rates are gonna go up. 19 used to be a pretty big move. In today's market, it's really not a big move at all. This might affect the rates 0.03 up. So nothing really to write home about. So that's where we are right now. The market's just open on a Monday. Give it a little bit of time to adjust to the data that's coming out today, which is really nothing. But we're going to focus in on what happens when tomorrow's CPI numbers come out, then what happens on Wednesday when the PPI numbers come out, and then I'll come back and tell you guys exactly what the Federal Reserve did. But all the expectations are they're not going to do anything right now. And the projections, even from themselves, is they're going to start lowering rates in 2024, at least 1 to 1.25%. So that's our forecast for right now on what we expect from the Fed this week. So without further ado, my name is Dan Frio. What am I? Who am I? Why do I do this? Well, I'm a mortgage advisor licensed in all 50 states. Yes, it doesn't matter where you live in the country, I can help you. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'm also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers, okay? So we're set up with over 60 different lenders on what we can offer you, their programs and their interest rates, because if you're out there and you're like, you know, most people do this, I need a mortgage, so I'm gonna call 4, 5, 6 places to get pre-approved and then make sure I can check everybody's rates every day to what's going on, why not just use us? I can give you, quote your rates from our bank, as well as up to 60 of the country's largest mortgage lenders, banks, and credit unions. We can offer you their products and their rates as well. So how do you reach out to us? Well, there's a couple different ways. Go to therateupdate.com. You can hit the apply now button right over there, or you can even call us or email me. So at therateupdate.com, if you want to get in touch with me directly, just scroll down to the bottom. And here's our 800 number as well as my email address. And it is right there, 844-775-5626. Or you can email me directly. Yes, this is me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. So I hope you learned something today on the data that the Federal Reserve monitors and the whys behind it. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. If you haven't subscribed yet, please don't forget to do that right down below. Take care and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.